It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to an epidemiologist about his healthcare efforts in the Native American communities around the state. First, we're getting an update on Wisconsin's 6,000 untested rape kits. In September, the State Department of Justice received a $4 million grant to address the problem, but almost 4 months later, it looks like there hasn't been much progress. Keegan Kyle has been following the story. He's an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network in Wisconsin. Keegan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's back up a second and talk about all of these untested rape kits. Where you've been trying to find out, where are they around the state? So where are they? What police departments have a lot of them?
There's a lot of them. There's, like you said, more than 6,000 across the state, or at least we last surveyed, there were more than 6,000. They're in police departments big and small, Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, all across the state. Any department that has evidence rooms is capable of like storing these types of kits. So they're just all over the place. It's not in one department or just two or something like that.
Well, tell us why people are making the case that we need to get these kits tested.
The broad idea is that they can be tested now and linked up with DNA databases to try to identify suspects or to help people in crime cases or even where suspects have already been identified. These types of kits can add credibility to victim claims, or they can link cases together through DNA. And so there are a lot of reasons why, especially victim advocates, have pushed for getting all these types of kits tested.
Right, because the case could be that either someone has already pled guilty, or the victim has dropped the claim, so the kit might go untested because it's not needed as evidence in this particular trial. The idea here is it may have more importance than that. It might help solve other cases, find potential serial sexual assaulters.
Yeah, exactly. The state of Wisconsin has been there are a lot of different approaches to this. The state has really been resistant to the idea of testing all the cases necessarily. They've wanted to kind of prioritize and go through them as based on which ones are most urgent. You know, things where it's a case like there's a statute of limitations coming up or they'd have no suspect. You know, those are particularly urgent cases where the kits want to be tested. And right now, the state is still trying to evaluate and prioritize all those 6,000, you know, which ones are people are already in jail and serving out their sentence, and which ones are we don't have a suspect yet identified.
So we knew there was this problem, this backlog in testing. Tell us about this $4 million grant. How did the state get that, and what was it supposed to do?
Yeah, the state applied for it. $2 million came from New York prosecutors, and $2 million came from the U.S. Department of Justice. And half the money is going just for basically testing kits. You know, it costs about $1,000 per kit to test, and so it can get pretty expensive. The other half of the money was meant to kind of fund more systemic solutions to this type of issue, to fund a full-time team that was helping victims, that was researching and tracking cases, and tracking kits throughout the process and also helping victims through that process. And those are the two things that haven't quite, you know, gained a lot of momentum in the past few months.
Talking to Keegan Kyle and about his reporting on untested rape kits here in Wisconsin. Yeah, that's in September this grant was received. It was announced then. And not much movement on either of those things you just mentioned, on either testing more of the kits or on forming this committee to make sure that we don't have this backlog in the future.
Yeah, I think, you know, Wisconsin is different than a lot of states in that it has been proactive in addressing this. You know, 2 years ago, they did their first survey to kind of look at how many untested rape kits were out there. And then last year, they got this really big boost in funding, but they just haven't, at least in September, you know, made a lot of strides. There are the Milwaukee Police Department and the Madison Police Department are two that have started sending some of their kits to a crime lab for testing. But there are hundreds other of kits across the state that are still just sitting on shelves.
Did you hear anything from the State Department of Justice about why it might be taking a bit longer than expected to get these things rolling?
Yeah, one of the issues that they raised is a hiring issue, which is that, you know, they received this grant money to build kind of a team to lead this project, but they just haven't been able to fill those positions yet. And that team was kind of charged with prioritizing the kits and then deciding which ones are going to get tested. And if you don't have the people kind of making those decisions, the entire process gets stalled. So that's been a pretty key step that hasn't happened yet. And it's prevented some other things like happening too, like the creation of a hotline that victims could call and kind of get an easy update on the status of their kits and whether there's been hits on them or things like that.
Is there a notion that this team will be in place anytime soon?
Yeah, I do think in talking with the Department of Justice, they recognize this as a high priority, and they are looking to make this happen soon. It's just, like they told me, the wheels of government don't always go, you know, as fast as they would hope. So they are working on it, though.
You mentioned that the state previously hadn't seen testing every kit as a priority, but victims groups you mentioned do. They're hoping every kit gets tested. Is there a sense that the state now is moving in that direction, at least closer to testing all or almost all of these kits?
No, I don't think so. Their approach has been to really ask victims whether they want their kits to be tested and to kind of give them discretion. So if they look at it as like they don't want to push someone into the criminal justice system if they don't want to be there. So if someone provided a kit 2 years ago or years ago and now does not want to have that kit tested, the state, I believe, is going to respect that wish and not move it forward.
That's my understanding that this is not a Wisconsin-only problem. Other states, other major cities have similar backlogs. Is Wisconsin particularly bad? Are we a standout when it comes to this backlog of untested rape kits?
I don't know. The only really barometer I have for that is, you know, last summer, Wisconsin, in part of a USA Today network, you know, identified that there were at least 70,000 kits across the entire country. So I guess that's one way of looking at it as, you know, we're not like the only ones out there, or we're not necessarily a huge chunk of that number. 6,000 out of 70,000 is significant, but it's not like, you know, we're half or anything near that.
So when you take this backlog of untested kits and you hear from victims groups and the states, are people thinking there are unsolved cases, there are offenders at large now because of this backlog of untested kits?
I don't know. When you talk with local police departments, I think there's a sense there's not a lot of certainty that testing these kits will really identify new perpetrators. Because they always have had that judgment whether to send these kits in or not. And in talking with them about why anecdotally some of their kits haven't been tested, they cite cases where, you know, offenders are already serving their sentence and they're merely holding on to this kit for legal reasons. Or they are holding on to kits in case a victim changes their mind and wants to test it. So I guess that's maybe a long way of saying that it's a little unclear whether this is going to generate a lot of hit. I did ask the Department of Justice whether any of the Madison or Milwaukee cases that have been submitted have generated hits so far, and they said they didn't know. So, but that's definitely a question on everybody's mind is, you know, are we going to get a ton of new suspects because these cases are working through the system now?
Keegan, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That's Keegan Kyle. He's an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network in Wisconsin.